We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Happy 4th of July, everybody! As the title of the podcast suggests, this is our second edition of the Cutting Room Floor series. Did one over Christmas where I aired a bunch of stuff that I just had never aired. Either I cut it for time, or it was a voicemail that you told me not to play, or whatever. Well, I've saved all that, and that's today's podcast. This is a clip show of clips that never happened. I am taping this on July 4th. I just got back from doing Writer Than You. On July 5th, I will be doing the DA show for 4 hours. My alarm is set for 3:45 a.m. Kill me. About to do 4 hours on them canceling the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. In terms of present day, may still jump on and do a Brewer thing with Tim. We talked about it, but we always talk about that and then we never do. And then a new episode, new episode on Monday. I would love to do one. And then I'm going to be at Summerfest a bunch. So I'm just working real jobs is actually kind of hard and time consuming. Everything you hear from now on, outside of the Blue Wire commercials, everything you hear from now on will have been something that we taped that never aired. Hope you're having a good fourth. Don't waste your money on fireworks. And if you do, don't blow yourself up. Just leave it to the pros. What are we thinking here? New episode Monday the 10th. Maybe one sooner. Is this a new one? I don't know what I count this as. Something to listen to. Clearing a low bar here. Take it away. We'll start with a voicemail.
Good morning, John and Franklin. Sorry about the voice fighting off the never-ending cold or whatever I have here. Just listen to your Wednesday or Tuesday night broadcast. Tuesday broadcast, sorry. I'm going to start this over, Bart. Get rid of this.
Ryan Horvath's here just to be a witness if I die, if I get anthraxed. Well, I got a piece of mail sent from Milwaukee, Yogi Berra stamp. And I don't know what it is or who it's from. No return address.
I haven't sent anything in the mail in so long. Don't you have to? Oh, okay. They didn't put there. Okay. So there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. So they don't want me to know who it's from.
You should probably be opening this with gloves, right?
But maybe when I open it, I'll know who it's from. Or someone just sent me something randomly.
What if it's like, you know how like the Riddler would like send like pieces of mail to Bruce Wayne or to Batman, like how he was going to kill him pretty much, but he would like cut out, you know, the letters out of a newspaper. What if it's something like that? Like, hey, liberal.
It's actually much better than that. What someone has sent me
Packers tickets.
Better. From a Brewers game, a corporate savings book.
Okay.
And this gets sent to me. Someone's done this before. So this is, I forgot who it was. But because I get $25 in reward play to Pottawatomie.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that's someone awesome. Send me that.
Could you use that on sports bets, or does it got to be on table games?
I think I can only use it on slots. Still or maybe, cool. Yeah, maybe table games.
Still cool.
So someone went to the game and then decided to send me, has my address. I also got a dollar off Sargento cheese product.
I like that.
25% off my next oil change at Take 5.
I like that.
That I will use. Yeah, that I need. What else did I get? $35 off, 35% off bath and shower installation at Tundraland.
This is all
$5
the
off the team store. I might take that.
So this is all from the Brewers, huh?
Yeah, but someone went to the game, got a couple of these books, and sent it to me.
Hey, I don't know when you're going to release this, but why does Corbin Burns suck so fucking bad?
Because he actually likes Milwaukee and is tanking his value.
Is that really is that just your take, or is that some inside information?
No, why does he suck so bad? Someone on Twitter said it's because he's so focused on trying to get his cutter or one of his pitches that he completely ignores the other ones.
But you know what's weird is this is just a weird year. Like, why does Sandy Alcantara suck all of a sudden? His ERA is over 5.
What about the dude from Toronto?
Like, everybody kind of blows.
You know what I'm talking about? Alex Manoah?
Oh, he's freaking terrible.
Like, he broke.
Yeah. Nobody's as bad as Jordan Lyles. He's 0-11.
Yes.
Oh, he's terrible. He hasn't won a start all year. I bet against him every game, every start. He's got an ERA over like 6 something. He's terrible. Dylan Cease kind of blows. Baseball sucks. Like, I'm glad that we're talking football here. I hate baseball. I don't give a shit about the NBA draft. I didn't give a shit about the NBA draft. I barely gave a shit about the finals. Like, I knew who was going to win. I just needed Jokic to be finals MVP. I really only care about college football and the NFL. I've bet 15 college football win totals already.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Bart, first time on the voicemail, so I don't know if you still do the feels like a first time. So, little Brewers, it just goes to show you that it bites you in the ass when you screw people over. They didn't pay Burns the $700,000, $800,000, whatever it was exactly. And then Woody gets injured. And now next year, Burns isn't going to want to play with the team. And you're going to have to pay Woody, who's going to be injury prone. So I don't know. I don't know what to make about this team. The young guys are fantastic. They got to get out of this slump. It's going to be good. I don't know. I lost my train of thought. All right, don't play this at me, Cheryl. Thanks. Bye.
What's going on, brother man? It's your buddy KB. We're here with in Castle Brandt with Miss Sue and Kenneth. You know, I saw that you're getting back into 90s music. You know, Jimmy Eat World, it's okay. The Middle, it's okay. It's no Springsteen, though. And I just wanted to take a moment to, you know, maybe if you're getting into the 90s, maybe get back more into some Springsteen, the King. I mean, he's a banger of the day, all day, every day. Well, I got to go back to putting sunscreen on Drew's fat neck and get ready for Sunburn Bowl 5, brother man.
Hot take, Jake. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, real quick, can I throw a theory at you? I think.
Let me check with the producers. Shay, do we have time for a hot take, Jake, theory? We got Matthew Collar coming up to talk Vikings. Yeah, okay. All right, I'll let him know. We have time.
All right. So, and I hope you don't take this personally, but I feel like I figured out your, I don't want to say hatred, but your dislike of Denver. So there's a few things. Number one, you took the Jokic over Giannis MVP stuff really, really seriously because you wanted your guy, right?
I agree.
Yeah, and that's kind of what started it. So it's like we try to pick apart Jokic because we want to put our guy on a pedestal. And I feel like any fan base is going to do that. The funny thing is the least deserving guy of the three won it. And, you know.
Well, it was his turn.
Right. And that's – but – and here's where I want to, like – quick sidebar on that is not just you specifically, but Bucks fans – NBA fans, you got to stop worrying so much about MVP. This is a season-long thing, and it never ends. And MVPs don't mean anything anymore. To me, it sealed the deal.
Oh, I feel like they mean more than ever. People care about them more than ever.
If you care about Twitter arguments, sure. But it sealed the deal for me when Doris Burke went on national television and said, look, I'm a narrative-based voter for MVP. So that to me, that's one person – but you have so many of these idiots now that use their MVP vote not as like this is my responsibility to pick the best guy, but what's going to get me clicks? What's going to get me social media interactions? So with the media being celebrities now and being these personalities that are so accessible, they need those talking points. So they'll do stupid shit like waste their MVP vote because they'll know they'll get more followers and people to engage with them. So MVP is a sham. Unless they figure out a new voting system, it means less than nothing to me. So number one, so back to the original point, the Jokic over Giannis stuff started it. But I also think, and this is getting a little bit deeper, when the Bucks were down 0-2, right? And you were like the gatekeeper of guys, they're winning it all. You know, you were the positive, you kind of became the gatekeeper for the Bucks and their us against the world mentality. So now that Denver took that and ran with it, and now it's them with their us against the world mentality, you hate them because it's like, no, that's our thing. We're Milwaukee. You can't take that from us. Like, we're the guys that get disrespected by the national media. Because I think if all of these scenarios played out with Milwaukee in Denver's place, and whether it be Budenholzer or whoever was the coach, dropped whatever the, you know, Mike Malone said about nobody respects us, you would be all over it. You would be loving it. You'd be like, thank you for saying what needed to be said. Fuck the national media. But it's someone else. And you're like, no. That's our little thing. And you want it. It's like, I don't know, your favorite band. They not really made it. Then they get on the radio and everybody starts liking them. And you're like, no, that's my band. But here's the last portion of this. And I'll try to keep it brief because I know I've gone long. But Christ. What's that?
No, just what else you got, Doc?
I know. I feel like I'm analyzing you. Denver, they go on this long run of, like I said, kind of being ignored as far as like the national conversation goes. But a guy like Jokic, he's so easy to build around. And I think that, Bart, you may be upset because Denver is what you want Milwaukee to be. They have their superstar. They have.
Oh, no, I haven't. I just tell you what it is. the Packers were 14-point favorites in Super Bowl 32 to the Denver Broncos, and ever since then.
So it's the city of Denver. Okay. That's because I was going to say, I think, and I'll admit,
I didn't like Jokic because I saw him act like an asshole in a scrum, which I could have, you know, you can't judge a guy by one moment. Jokic is fine. Jokic, if anything, I've turned my hate from Jokic into, yeah, but Michael Malone is a loser. Big loser.
I don't know. I think if that's the Bucks coach, you're loving it. But I'll admit I'm jealous of Denver because they have their superstar. They have a perfect core around him. They're all like matching age wise and their window is wide open. Whereas I look at the last 5 years of Bucks basketball, like, damn, we only got one. We only got there one time.
We've got more to go.
But that's where I see that window. It's closing. Maybe there's a little bit of light still peeking through. But
all right, well, I got a whole summer that I got to fill content. So let's not empty the chamber here. Hot take, Jake.
I miss basketball already. I've spent my night watching fucking Dyson Daniels highlights. So that's where I'm at.
I watched the congressional baseball game the other night.
It's going to be a long summer, my friend.
See you, buddy.
All right. Love you.
Hey, this is TJ Tom. Have a few thoughts on the last week or so. Just finished the Thursday podcast, and I'm excited to hear the story of Alan. I remember listening the day when he called in and talked about that. I would like to say that I am not the Tom who complains about swearing on the YouTube stream. There's more than one Tom, apparently, who listens, so that is not me who complains about that. But I do think it's funny with Paul and swearing. Last fall, he tried to talk him into swearing on the radio or on the podcast, and he said no, because he's never done it live or recorded, and now he does it all the time. And then, well, the exits on 94, Bart and Grant were right about Cottage Grove and one other good one that I forgot. Well, Cottage Grove in Boston, but also Lake Mills is a good one. You know, you have Culver's, Quick Trip, and McDonald's, I think one other fast food place, all right next to each other. Easy access, not much traffic. Johnson Creek has like everything, but kind of too much traffic there. So I tend to bypass that and go to Lake Mills.
HeavyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. Chris is here. The pet, I like the idea of stuff for pets, not just with the fireworks, but even dogs, some dogs, certainly. One thing of thunder, it's like they're back in Nam or some shit, the way they act.
Yeah, thunderstorms, yeah, fireworks, you know, and older dogs too, if they kind of got the old hips and old bones. Now this stuff really, you know, helps, and it added years of life to my elderly pug. I swear by that stuff, it really works.
What if I wrestled Tim Shea down and sprayed it in his face?
It's so we try everything we make, and we've tried it. It's very fishy. It's made of salmon oil, so it's not pleasant to the human palate. Dogs and cats love it.
Okay, all right. So that's why you have they got a lot of human products.
Yeah.
Hey Bart, it's me. Just on Twitter, and I've seen a lot of Brooke Lopez crap. Crap is a pretty nice word for it. A lot of stuff about Golden State, the Lakers, and now Houston, and people are saying Houston has the highest offer that is above $40 million for 2 years. Like, what the fuck is the logic behind that? Houston is an abomination of a basketball team. And Brooke Lopez is as old as I am, practically. So why would you give him a large contract when you aren't going to do a goddamn thing for a few years at least? I don't understand this, and I'm starting to feel like, in addition to coaching an NFL team to 9 wins, you or I or anybody else, maybe definitely Paul, even though his trades are kind of weird with the whole trading a 33-year-old for a 23-year-old when the team that the 23-year-old is currently building, so it's backwards, but whatever. It just doesn't make sense to me, and I want Brooke back, and it's going to hurt if he leaves. It's going to hurt a lot. So just voicing some frustrations on Friday night. Hopefully this doesn't turn ugly over the weekend. So God help us all.
Bart, can I say one thing before we're done? Because this is on my mind this morning, on my heart this morning. La Crosse is the best fucking place in the state. I walked to get coffee this morning. It's like 60 degrees and sunny. I walked down by the river. I sat down on a bench, drank a lot of my coffee, watched the river go by. This fucking town is just...
La Crosse is where I grew up, I will say. I've said that.
Mm-hmm. Likewise. Paul, have you been?
I think when I was...
It's hard to get to. Like, you don't... Like I said, you don't go there by accident.
Oh, that's a...
Like, I could... In the next 5 years, let's say I have no plans to go to Madison or Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I would still be end Madison up there. In Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without, I don't know. Don't even consider the Badgers or Packers. Like, don't even consider that a part of it. La Crosse is like, it's so hard to get to. It's like when Anna and Kristoff were going on their journey to find Elsa, and then there was a big canyon, and they're like, well, how do we fucking get past this? You get so far, and then it's like, how do we get past this?
And the wolves are chasing you.
That's really just another hour and a half from Madison, really.
I mean, it's all of two, but yeah.
But you got to make an effort to go there. That's why there should be a train.
You got to live here. You have to live here. Because
going on 3rd Street and having a weekend, that ain't it.
It's not it. You need to live here. You need to be of it.
And are you thinking you're not gonna be a lifer, are you?
No, but I would be.
But there's something different in La Crosse about the way the sun shines. Mm-hmm. It shines a little bit brighter.
A little warmer.
There's a different. I always compared it to the island on Lost. Like, it's so hard to actually find it.
Because it doesn't exist. Once
you do, you have to go back.
Yeah, but the island didn't even exist at all, Bart.
Paul, I'm not going to be a La Crosse lifer, but I would set up shop right over in Shelby, right just a couple miles away. I'd raise a family here. I'd send them to La Crosse Central. They'd be River Hawks, not Red Raiders anymore. They'd be River...
Isn't the distance, and for, you know, forget your job. Like, let's say you sell out one day, like I did. Like, would you like being so far from Brewers and Bucks, and even from Packers? That's got to be a deterrent, right?
It's quite hellish. Yes, the drive is quite miserable. I do it quite often. As my
like, it's cool just being able to like, let's go to the game. You know, like,
but the con to that is what makes it also a pro. Mm-hmm. It is hard to get to, mm-hmm. and there it's ours. We are a part of this.
Mm-hmm. What, La Crosse, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you're named after a sport.
And you live there. You are like... And you've got Winona.
I can't, Paul, I can't describe it. That's why I brought it up. I was walking around this morning. I'm like, this place is just the balls. And if you've never lived here, yeah, I think you need to live here for a certain length of time too. If you just go to school here, there are people who go to school here, they graduate and they're like, I'm moving back to Appleton. I'm moving back. Okay, go off.
But I'm glad I had the 3 bonus years there.
Yes. And I'm going to have about the same amount of bonus years, I think, when all of
those years. Cause then, and like I was in TV and a photog. I've been everywhere.
You see all the things, and you know the calendar and the event schedule.
There's not a part of La Crosse I haven't hit. So I know it all.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like if you go to school there, should we go on exit 3 today and exit 5 so we can see something different? Bro, fuck.
I went to pick up a friend at the airport because they were graduating. They were back in town. And it was so busy in downtown La Crosse. And I said, you know what? Over by on Copeland, it's down to one lane. It's going to be jam packed. I'm going to go across the bridge and I'm going to go through La Crescent and get on 90. And I'm going to backdoor my way onto French Island and skip all the buzz. Save so much time. And I'm in my car, like just hand on the wheel. Like, I have got this shit. I know it. I am of this place. Anyways.
I mean, until you throw the B at Pettibone Park, Paul, you don't know what the fuck you're missing.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's. Yeah, I mean, I believe all of you.
Throw the B, the disc golf.
Oh, hey, Post Malone. While we were recording, Post Malone announced a tour, and he's coming to Alpine Valley.
A new Toby Continued also dropped.
That's a real thing he's doing?
Yeah. I'm not sure I like Alpine Valley. Dave plays there all the time, which makes me respect it, but the Dead hasn't played there. Like, they don't go there anymore. Also, I almost went last summer and they canceled the show. So I have yet to see a show.
I read about that. Wait, are we posties?
He's fine.
No.
Postie at Alpine Valley?
You know, he's like
going to fucking Alpine Valley.
You know, he got his start in like hardcore music. Like,
sure. But it's like you go to Alpine Valley with adults to tailgate. No one's going to tailgate a Post Malone concert.
Maybe. All right. I got to go attend to my sick kid.
I got to catch up on Succession. I'm behind. And then I'm going to walk to work because I live in beautiful downtown La Crosse and I work just a couple blocks away. And I'm going to walk by all the people who work at the neighboring businesses. Howdy. Good morning. Maybe I'll stop and get coffee. I could do that. I'll swing by the river on the way to work. It was a pleasure to see you guys.
Bye.
Oh, fuck. I got to get back there.
Have a great day.
There's something to it, Grant. When we lost my job.
Oh, you found your way back. Pretty darn quick.
The first thing I did was text or email. I emailed my buddy and said, I need to be in La Crosse within the next 2 weeks. You just need to be there.
Paul, you got to make a trip. Let's have a live taping of
Wow, that would be a commitment. But that would be.
All right. Later, guys.
Bye.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.